Welcome back, Eagles. No campus news this week due to the break, but we will be discussing Giving True Day and how this day of giving impacts students, faculty, staff, and programs. Also this week, students will be able to show off their work and research at the annual Celebration of Writing, and the students who are thinking about going into graduate school for business will get an opportunity to see what Eastern has to offer. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. On December 2nd, the Disability Arts and Culture Symposium will be happening in the Student Center in rooms 310A, 320, and 330 from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. The symposium aims to shed light on disability culture and have students engage with guest speakers. This event is free, open to the public, and is LBC approved. To register as a presenter for this event, you can email disabilityartsandculture19@gmail.com. On December 3rd, Giving True Day will be taking place across campus all day. The celebration is an opportunity for the EMU community to help a number of programs financially. Donor appreciation stations will be set up at the Student Center, Mark Jefferson, and Pre-Herald from noon to 3 p.m. Participants can write thank you notes that will be mailed out to all of the day's donors. To make a donation, you can go to www.emish.edu/givingtrueday/index.php. Also on Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., students have the opportunity to learn about EMU's graduate program for the Integrated Marketing Communications through a webinar. Students who participate will receive a $45 waiver for the graduate application and learn about the program's curriculum, cost, and requirements. Students can register via the link provided on the Eastern Echo website under today's podcast transcript. On Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., students can cook and learn about nutrition that sweet potatoes have to offer at the Teaching Kitchen taking place at Hoyt Hall. The class will be taught by Callie Gavorik, a dietitian with EMU Dining. This event is LBC approved. You can register for this event via the link on our website. The annual Celebration of Writing is happening from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on December 5th in the Student Center Ballroom. This celebration is a showcase for students that are enrolled in Writing 121 to show students, faculty, staff, and the greater community the research and writing that they've accomplished this semester. This event is LBC approved. Also on December 5th, students get to learn about the MBA program at EMU at the College of Business from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Students can learn about the program's curriculum, costs, financial aid assistance, and course requirements. Students who attend this info session will have their program application fee waived. Register for this event via the link on our website. Everyone is encouraged to join EMU PRESA on Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the Student Center in room 310A for their Student Development Conference. The event is meant to educate people about technological changes within the communications industry. This conference will include panelists from the Detroit Red Wings, U of M Athletics, Imagine Entertainment, Pure Michigan, Henry Ford, and many more. For people who attend, breakfast and lunch will be provided, and this event is LBC approved. Register for the event at www.eventbrite.com. On Saturday, Barry Joseph will give his presentation, Seltzertopia, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary Drink. Joseph's presentation will try to uncover the reasons behind the phenomenon of carbonated water by looking at historical content. This event will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the Student Center in rooms 310A and B. This event is free and LBC approved. At the Student Center Food Court on Sunday, the EMU Holiday Trombone Choir will be giving a 30-minute holiday concert. This free event starts at 5 p.m. Here's what's going on with EMU Athletics. The EMU football team lost against Kent State with a score of 34-26. The EMU men's basketball team will go against Valparaiso at the Convocation Center on December 3rd. The game starts at 7 p.m. Track and field will be competing at Grand Valley's Holiday Open Meet at the Kelly Family Sports Center on December 6th in Andel, Michigan. Track and field will be competing at Grand Valley's Holiday Open Meet at the Kelly Family Sports Center on December 6th in Allendale, Michigan. EMU's women's gymnastic team will be competing against the Michigan Wolverines on December 7th in Ann Arbor. The meet starts at 4 p.m. On December 5th through December 7th, EMU Women's Swim and Dive team will be competing in the Denison Invitational Meet in Granville, Ohio. That's all we have for you today. Print editions of the Eastern Echo are available across campus today. We'll be back next week with an updated news briefing. But until then, don't forget to turn in to this week's Thursday edition. This week, we're releasing part one of our Michigan Murder series. Our team has been working on this project since October, and we are excited to be sharing it with you. As always, thank you to all of our listeners. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kavansug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.